Hello, Gina Aliotti here. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you all saw our post this morning. We have posted some important information about what February brings. February, we have decided it is a no excuse month. So whoever's in, be sure to post in the forum about what you are going to do in February to have no excuses. We have set up some mini goals, and I was the first to put mine out there. I'm going to go ahead and go with maximum of 2 protein shakes a day. That's one area that I tend to go overboard on, and that's my protein shakes. They're so convenient. And if you have the right mixture of ice and the right protein powder and the right blender and the right ingredients to add to your shakes, i.e. your cucumbers or your matcha green tea, your dandy blend, whatever it may be, you can make some mighty tasty shakes, almost like ice cream consistency. So anyways, I tend to go a little bit overboard with my protein shakes, often having more than I should. And whole food, whole protein is always better than those processed shakes. So I have started my mini goal and I'm going for 2 protein shakes a day max. And I was gonna go for 1, but was reminded, thank you, our form expert Aaron, being realistic. So that is a very realistic goal to have 2 maximum, shooting for 1, but 2 is my maximum amount starting February 1st. And everybody who's in, this is a no excuse month coming up, and there were a few of us, probably several of us, that kind of had a slow start to the new year, and that's to be expected. It tends to be you either go strong and you hit it hard January 1st, or after the holidays getting regrouped and back at it, it can be a little bit of a slow start. So February's here, 28 days, 4 weeks, mini goals. They're so important. So who's ever on board, even if you don't wish to share, be sure to start thinking about maybe what a mini goal could be for February. And I do suggest posting it because it's always better to put it out there so that number one, you claim it. Number two, you can hold yourself accountable and others can help hold you accountable. So 4 weeks in February, you can do it. We're not asking for much, just a single mini goal. Think about what that could be. Anything from, you know, cutting something out of your routine, maybe including something in your routine, maybe getting up extra early for cardio, maybe getting in a couple extra minutes of cardio, maybe an extra day of weight training, whatever it may be. It doesn't even have to be fitness related, just something to better yourself. Think about a mini goal, and it doesn't have to be big, hence mini, and we're going for it. February is a no excuse month. We're jumping into the new year, even if it's a slow start and we're a month behind. Once again, we're on track. We're staying on the bandwagon. We're moving forward. So please, everybody who's in, put in your mini goal. Think about it. No hurry. You've got a couple days to get it in there. And let's all help each other, hold each other accountable to be on it in February with no excuses. And we can do it. So February is coming up here pretty quick. Think about it over the weekend. Try to get your mini goal posted and let's go for it. So for me, my hand is in the air. I'm promising maximum of 2 protein shakes a day, every day in February. And I am going to hold myself to it and go for those pure, healthy proteins aside from the shakes, those lean proteins, my egg whites, my lean meats. Yum. They're so good, but they're not as convenient as those shakes. But I'm holding myself to it. So everybody join in. February brings us a no excuse month. Have a fabulous weekend and hope you all post what it is you're going to do for February. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.